Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues with the Dinim, the laws of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. These days are meant to reflect on the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of repentance. As we've learned previously, the Rambam writes the three-part process of how a person is to best use this technique, this gift, this mitzvah of tshuva, is through the process of charata, regret, through the process of a kabbalah la'asid, and of course, through the mitzvah of vidui devarim, by enunciating, articulating, mentioning outright what it is that a person did, fell short, which mitzvahs one failed to achieve to perform. So that's what usurps the essence of these days as we get ready for the Yom HaGadol V'HaKadosh Yom HaKippurim Ki Be'Yom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem L'Tahir Eschem. But the mitzvah that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim is actually a minhag, a custom. It's a custom that is specific to these days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance. And this is the custom to eat only Pas Yisrael, bread that's baked with the involvement of Yisrael, of a Yehudi, during these days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Whereas even though it's ideal for a person to eat Pas Yisrael throughout the duration of the whole year, but nonetheless we know that there's kulas, there's leniency for a person to eat what we call Pas Palter, bread that is manufactured by an Eino Yehudi during the rest of the weeks of the year, with the exception of this week of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, these days of repentance. But during these days, it's Pas Yisrael that a person should be noyeg, should follow the custom of only eating. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, what happens if a person finds themselves in a situation where one is, let's just say, traveling on business, traveling for a simcha, person is going to a place at a time where there's going to be, they find themselves in an area where Pas Yisrael is not available. So what does a person do? Is this, of course, we know it's a minhag, and we treat and we carry the observance of minhagim as mitzvahs as best as we possibly can. But the question is, how far is that a person has to go? Does a person simply refrain from eating bread or bread products? What is considered under the auspices of Pas Yisrael? We'll get to that in a moment. Or is it something that is circumstantial, that if you're able to do it, good, and if not, then you don't? So let's understand what that would be in a case where a person is just in a location where they simply don't have access to Pas Yisrael. Does a person have to cancel such a trip? You're going away on business, and maybe it's going to be that you know that you're not going to have it, or you're unable to put yourself in such a situation. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if Pas Yisrael is not available, so a person can be makel, a person can be lenient to buy Pas Palter bread. Again, it's manufactured by a non-Jewish baker, Einu Yehudi. That is the din in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Mechaber writes. Now, it's the comment of the Mishnah Berurah that we focus our attention. Mishnah Berurah does write that this kula, that this leniency applies even during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's important to note. That means that even though ideally a person is supposed to keep Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but in a situation that's unavoidable, Mishnah Berurah says that there is this kula of the Mechaber, of the Shulchan Aruch, that would apply likewise to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva when the minhag is to eat only Pas Yisrael. However, this is very important, however, because this will obviously frame it a little bit more more formally, is that if Pas Yisrael becomes available to a person, meaning initially, let's just say it wasn't available, but let's say it became available during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so a person who was eating Pas Palter was eating bread from an Einu Yehudi, but then he was able to find Pas Yisrael. So that person should stop eating the Pas Palter, and he should eat only Pas Yisrael. No, that is very significant. That means it's not just that because you started eating Pas Palter, you had a kula to rely on the leniency of the Mishnah Berurah, that now you came into contact with Pas Yisrael, you were able to have, you know, Jewish manufactured bread, so that you should continue eating Pas Palter. No, a person has to stop eating the Pas Palter and then eat the Pas Yisrael. The question is, which foods are included in the category of Pas Palter? So the word Pas literally means bread, so you would think that it only means that, but there are many poskim that explain that with regard to Pas Yisrael, the definition of bread is any pastry that could become hamotzi if a person was kovei suda. So that means if it was used as a staple meal in any way. And so therefore, Pas Hababa Kisnin, so cookies or cakes or crackers, noodles, things of that sort, are in the category of Pas Yisrael, and therefore have to be strictly adhered to. And that's usually the Jewish brands, as opposed to the non-Jewish brands. You can buy this in your local Jewish store, and you'll be able to see which things are included with the symbol of Pas Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here for tonight. We will continue with this topic of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and self-perfection and growth and betterment during these days to reach the day of Yom Kippur as the best version of ourselves. For my family, I wish you a wonderful, a beautiful, and healthy evening.